Jesus uses unlikely men to serve as pastors and evangelists in his church. Consider Simon Peter. We know that he was not a biblical scholar, one who spent long hours debating the word of God with fellow rabbis. He was a fisherman by trade, a partner of James and John, the sons of Zebedee. All three of these men were called by Jesus to proclaim the truth that the kingdom of God, the grace of God, was at hand. Simon Peter, James, and John all witnessed the miraculous catch of fish. Although Simon Peter confessed to Jesus that he was a sinner, unworthy to be in the same boat, Jesus called him to be a fisher of men. No more would Peter toil to catch fish, but he would bring people into the safety of the church. Being a fisher of men requires faith. Not only do you need to be convinced of the truth of the message of salvation from sin and death because of Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection, you also need to be convinced that God will provide for your physical needs. St. Luke tells us of Peter's reaction to the call of Jesus. And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. The message Jesus entrusted to Simon Peter, to James, to John, and to the other disciples is the same message of God's grace and forgiveness which you will hear each Sunday at Trinity Lutheran Church. Come join us each Sunday morning at 9 a.m., We don't promise it will improve your success at fishing, but you will hear of God's love, grace, and mercy for the sake of Christ Jesus. May our Lord grant that an overabundance of people hear his word and come into the boat of his church. Amen.